Well, good morning, hello and welcome to what would be the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast, but it's actually going out on Monday, the 24th of February in the morning. Now, I should have put this out last night, as I've already said. I'm trying to get in the routine of getting up early in the morning, and I just thought I needed a bit of motivation, and making sure I got this Supporters Club podcast out would be the motivation. Now, I did get up early and I did manage to do a little bit of gardening before planning out this podcast, but I do need to get into the routine. Now, we had a good weekend here. Down on the allotment, I actually managed to cut down all the wood from the elder tree that was cut down over the winter and try and stack it up neatly in the corner of a shed. Now, I say neatly, it's as neat as I could get it, because I do struggle when it comes to trying to keep things neat, especially with things like wood, because it can be so uneven and what have you. Anyway, the plan is with all this wood is that we're going to shred it gradually just by bringing it home every time I make a visit to the allotment, or we're going to use it in composting. Now, the larger chunks, of course, they're going to need to be dried out and then eventually burnt on our fires. But yeah, that elder tree is all I've really needed to concentrate on down on the allotment. I have to admit, I am struggling to find things to do on the allotment at the moment. It's a weird time of year. It is a struggle because we do need some better weather and things are very, very slow down on the allotment. That being said, we are seeing some signs of spring and weather coming along. But of course, with spring, that means that weeds will start growing as well. So we're going to have to start increasing the amount of weeding that we have to do. Now, the downside of this is I used to do a lot of weeding on my way home from work. At the moment, it's not getting light till after 6 o'clock. So it's going to be a little bit difficult, but this is all things that we need to change. Now, back at home, we are continuing to sow lots of seeds. We got all our broccoli, our cauliflowers, cabbages, they're all sown. What we're finding at the moment is that it's still a little bit too cold for many of our plants and our seedlings. But as it warms up, that's going to become less and less of a problem. We're going to need the heated propagators even less. But one of the big jobs, of course, is just the potting up of our seedlings, potting those up into bigger pots. Now, the trouble we are having is finding space for everything. All our windowsills and all our worktops are full of trays of our young seedlings. Now, the problem isn't so much, well, it is space, of course, but also space where there is light. And I say that because our windows faced east and west, so they don't get daylight all day. So, and that's something that is quite important. Often we forget about how important light is for our plants. Now, we do have quite a few grow lights, especially under with shelves. So we've managed to add those into our system, but we are running out of space. We are running out of grow lights, in all honesty. And I'm going to be talking about this a bit more on tonight's podcast, because I am looking at other things that we can do to try and improve our propagation, putting up more shelves in more areas, trying to keep them warm at the same time. I'm going to be talking about this more tonight on the podcast, of course, but there's lots of things that we need to think about, lots of things that we need to consider. And I think really we need more grow lights. And there is a big difference. Grow lights do make a big difference. But it's more about, if we didn't have grow lights, we need lights. Or light, enough light coming in. And this is where one of my winter plans was to replace my shed and get a new potting shed. Fortunately, in some ways, I didn't get around to it, because I don't think with my finances at the moment, it would have worked out. But once my finances improve and we're in a stronger position, we can then get a new potting shed in order to move forward. It's probably going to be a bit too late for it this year, but there's always next year to consider what we're doing. Now, sowing seeds, of course, is very important. And yesterday, I actually sowed the dill seeds, which was the last seeds for this month's seeds. Now, dill is an absolutely delicious herb used in a lot of different dishes, particularly with fish. I find I use it a lot in cooking in many, many ways, and it is an absolute must in our kitchen. In the past, I've actually grown dill in hanging baskets. This was actually in our old house. Grew it in a hanging basket to make use of space, and it grew really, really well. It is a Mediterranean plant after all, so it dried out during the day, got warm as well, but we watered it quite regularly and that worked. Now, it is going to be a bit too cold to pot them outside at the moment, but they do need to be indoors. Don't necessarily need heat propagators. They germinate between 15 and 20 degrees C. And what I've done to sow the seeds is I've actually sown them into my 5-centimetre pots, my small pots. I've just filled those up with multi-purpose compost, and I've put 3 seeds per pot. Covered them over with a bit more multi-purpose compost, and then I've placed those in my heated propagator. Like I said, you don't necessarily need a heated propagator, it just helps. But if you've got your heating on or your house is warm, that will be warm enough to get these to germinate. Again, this is something we're finding a bit more and learning a bit more with our house. We don't often have our heating on, but at the moment we do because we are both at home. We're getting a little bit older now and we're starting to feel the cold a bit more. Now, as soon as they germinate, of course, which can take 2 weeks, they need to get plenty of light. So window sills will be fine for that. Once they're in there, they'll continue to grow. We will probably thin out the 2 weaker plants, just leaving 1 plant per pot. Dill doesn't really like transplanting, doesn't really like being pricked out. So I think leaving it in the pot is going to lead us to having stronger plants. And then we'll just keep growing out indoors. We'll try and get as many of these plants as possible, of course. We'll keep growing them indoors. Once they're about 15 centimetres tall, we can start harvesting some of the foliage to use in cooking. This is one of the reasons that I'd like to grow lots and lots of different plants. But once we're about April, we'll put it in our greenhouse, unheated greenhouse, and then we can move it outside by about mid-May once the risk of frost is gone. Now, of course, this will mean we need to put them up into bigger and bigger pots as they grow, and once the roots are coming out the bottom of the pots. We do find that dill can actually get quite large for a herb, so it's definitely one that is worth growing. It is an annual though, so it will grow quite happily throughout the summer, but will die back down in the winter. Depending on how much you like plant, how much you use, that you should have plenty to see you out through the year. And don't feel you have to sow all the seeds in one go. You can spread the sowing of the seeds out for a little bit more. So there we go. That is how we go about growing dill. In terms of feed, they'd like a good chicken manure feed or something like that. That just adds high nitrogen to the plant. Easy. Right, I'm going to wrap this one up and try and act like I'm working. Get into the mode of going back to work, which starts next Monday. You take care, and I'll speak to you again next time.